This is the Jamaica Information Service,
the voice of Jamaica.
Calling farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Good morning and welcome to the program. Today we look at organic farming and the government's move to draft a policy to govern this aspect of agriculture. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Stay with us.
Men and women.
Equality.
A message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs and Dispute Resolution Foundation, paid for by the UN Women Fund for Gender Equality.
In 2000, the organic food trend started making headlines and has since become a mainstream lifestyle for some. This translates into big business, as once there's a demand, supply is needed. The government is seeking to assist farmers maximize the benefits in this market by drafting a policy on organic agriculture. But before we go further into that, let's first look at what organic farming is, where the food comes from, and what makes them organic. Many everyday products can be produced organically, including vegetables, grains, meat, dairy, eggs, and fibers such as cotton. When growing organic foods, farmers do not use artificial pesticides or fertilizers on their crops. They also stay clear of giving artificial hormones or antibiotics or other medications to their livestock.
It helps us to rejuvenate our soils because we have been using chemical fertilizers for a very, very long time and we would really want to go into that. The market is there for it.
The government is seeking to advance the development of a modern, efficient, and internationally competitive sector and is looking to organic farming as one of the means through which this can be achieved.
At this point in time, we are in the process of putting together a policy on organic, and we're supposed to be getting an expert out of India to help us to up the ante as far as organic is concerned.
Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark.
All right, Robbie, all right. You finished? All right, here we do. Rub the new ointment upon your shoulder, right? Then you go run some more lap for me, all right?
New ointment?
Yes, man. The latest thing, you know, man.
You check with the Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission for see if any banned substance tonight?
No, worry about that, man. It all natural, man.
No. Is me responsible for anything I take, so I'm not taking any chances. Keep the ointment there. But we'll do without it.
Play fair. Keep doping out of sports.
The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission reminds gaming machine and prescribed premises licensees that the deadline for renewal is March 31. BGLC teams will be accepting applications at tax offices in St. Anne's Bay, Mandeville, Savlamar and Montego Bay. Applicants in Manchester and surrounding areas are asked to submit applications to the Mandeville Tax Office on March 3 and 4 from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit bglc.gov.jm for all dates and locations or see the press for details.
And that has brought us to the end of this morning's program. To listen to this and other JIS-produced programs, visit our website at jis.gov.jm/radio. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Palmer, I am Camilla Guthrie, wishing for you a productive day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.